Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the everyday experiences that I've had in my life and how I've been able to use them to drive forward progress and momentum. And I hope that you can take some of those lessons and do the same thing in your life. And I've been spending a lot of time this past week or so thinking about finding my path and what's going on in life and what the next steps should look like. And I've been doing a lot of reading, and I've been reading this book From Zero to One. And one of the things that really stood out to me is one of the chapter titles is "You Are Not a Lottery Ticket." And that really resonated with me. It stuck with me a little bit, and I spent a lot of time thinking about it. Is that it's not, I'm not pure luck. I'm not just random chance. The outcomes in my life aren't things that happen to me. They're things that happen because of me. And yeah, there are things that I can't control and I have no influence over, and that will impact my life that I have no way of influencing. But there are so many things that I can influence in my life. And there are so many choices that I can make and things that I can do that will impact the outcome for the good or for the bad. And just taking the time to realize that I have that agency, that I have that ability to impact my life, that I have that ability to influence outcomes, and that realizing that I'm not just stuck with what I have and where I'm at. I'm not just cursed with whatever my station in life is, that's not the only thing that I can do. And I may never have the same opportunities and options that other people have, but I always have opportunities and options that are different than the ones that I have today. As long as I take the time and make that choice for myself and take those actions and push myself forward. And I was thinking about this as I was reading this, and I was reading about some of the things that people just believe, that there's nothing new to discover, that there's nothing exciting in the world, that everything that can be done already has been done, and the only thing that we can do is hopefully find a way to improve on it a little bit, or maybe do things just a little bit differently, or stabilize things, or find a way to just get through. And as I'm reading about this and thinking about my life and where things are and how things have changed, it made me both feel a little bit sad, because the idea that so many people in the world live that way, that you might believe that there's nothing else for you, that there's nothing else exciting, that there's no new adventures left in the world, that everything is what it is, and there's nothing that can be done that will change or impact or influence anything. And I understand that people feel that way, but it made me feel just a little bit sad that so many people don't have that sense of optimism, that sense of opportunity, that sense of excitement when they wake up in the morning. And I wanted to share that you can, and that's the sense that I have, that maybe I'm naive and maybe I'm wrong and maybe I'll never get there, but I wake up every day with this feeling that I have the opportunity to do something different, that things don't always have to be the same, that things aren't all figured out, and I'm not stuck with the world as it is, that I can go out and do something that will make a difference. And maybe it doesn't make a difference today, and maybe the difference isn't huge and noticeable and everybody can see it and everybody oohs and ahs and posts about it on their social media. Maybe that's not the impact that I can have, but I can do something. I'm certainly not stuck with everything exactly as it is today. I'm not stuck with some undesirable life that I don't want to be in, that I wish that I could hand off to somebody else and take over their life instead. I wish that I could Freaky Friday myself into some other situation. That's not what I wake up with. I wake up every morning with a sense of excitement and enthusiasm about the day and what might come next, what might happen next, what might I be able to change or do differently. How can I do something different today that will give me a new insight, a new opportunity, perspective that will drive me to have an influence and impact on the world that I might not have been able to have otherwise. And that makes me so excited every single day when I wake up, is just knowing that it's not certain, knowing that things can change, knowing that things have changed. And if things have changed 100 million times in the past, then things are going to change 100 million times in the future. And if we look back and we say, no, everything's already been done. Look, we've already created the internet. We've already created heart transplants. We've already done all of these things. All of this already exists. There's nothing else new to explore unless you want to become a deep sea diver or an astronaut. Well, that just isn't true. Think about things that have changed in the last, just in whatever your lifespan is, in the last 10 or 20 or 50 years. Think about things that are happening today that would have seemed absolutely impossible not that long ago. Things like artificial intelligence being able to have been trained to the point where it can actually provide useful insights in life. That's something that would have seemed relegated to science fiction not 10 years ago. And think about 20 years ago or 50 years ago, where things like a computer that you could hold in your hand would have seemed absolutely insane, that everything could be touch screen and that there's ability to communicate with video chat with anybody in the world at any time. All of those things would have seemed impossible. And that's just in the technology field, let alone in anything else that's happening in the world, that there's so many things that have changed, companies that have come and gone, things like Sears that were staples when I was a kid are now not around anymore. And that might seem like a negative change, but it just means that things are changing and moving forward, and things will continue to move and change and go forward. No matter what we do about it, we just have the opportunity to add ourselves into that mix, to put ourselves into that change. Do we want to drive that change? Do we want to be a catalyst for that change? Do we want to be a sponsor for that change? Do we want to be the people who are helping to move that forward and push that forward and come up with new and great ideas and thoughts and share that insight with the world? Or do we want to just wait for it to happen and ride along with it because it doesn't matter what I do anyway? I can't change anything. I'm just here for the ride. I'm not going to have any impact anyway, so I may as well just ride it out, try and stay safe and secure and stable in everything that I'm doing because things are going to happen anyway. And if that's your perspective, hey, you're welcome to hold whatever perspective you want to have. I can't change that for you, but I'd encourage you to think about it a little bit differently and think about what opportunities there are for you to do something different, for you to do something exciting and meaningful. And even if you never get to see the impact that it will have, the world is going to continue long after you're gone and long after you've made whatever impact you're going to make. And even if it's two generations away or three generations away, there still is the opportunity for impact that you have, that you're going to have an impact, and you get to choose what kind of impact that will be. Will your impact be the impact of just riding along with the wave and letting things happen around you and being just a footnote? Or are you going to be a person who drives things forward and pushes things forward and impacts and changes one person's life, and that person impacts and changes another person's life, and that person could impact and change anything in the world? You never know what impact you're going to have. The only thing that you do know is how much effort and energy you're going to put into whatever your effect on the world is going to be. And that's what makes me excited in the morning. That's what I wake up enthusiastic about. That's what I can't wait to share. That's what I can't wait to hopefully help other people experience, because it just, it fills me with so much motivation and excitement about what's going to happen. And I think that other people should feel that same thing too, because it is so incredible just to wake up and have that sense every morning, that sense of wonder and amazement and joy and excitement about every single day, and knowing that I can impact what my day feels like, what my week feels like, what my life feels like, and what my impact will be in the course of my life, in the world's with my experience. And that just makes me so excited. And I hope that listening to this, you get a little spark of that joy and you feel a sense that you can have an impact in the world too. You can do something that will change your environment, your outcomes, your expectations, and you can have the same excitement about your day moving forward. That's what I got for this week. Choose your path, make it great, do something that makes you excited, get up and realize that things don't have to just stay the way they've always been, because that's the way they've always been. You can change things, you can make things happen, and you can have the life that you've always wanted to have. Have a great week.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.